looking at high school basketball last night, no upsets at all last night. The double A's, the A's, the B's. Although there was one team that got by the hair of their chin.
Oh, play nice, boys.
No, it's a fact. They just got by the hair of their hair on their chinny chin chin. That was St. Thomas More boys, number 4 ranked. They got by a Red Cloud last night. That was a whale of a ball game. Speaking of St. Thomas More, speaking of West River, we have opened up the gates between East River and West River. From SDSportsBuzz.com, our good friend Nate Brown on the fan line. Mr. Brown, how close, how much did St. Thomas More have to claw back on that one last night?
Well, thanks for having me on, gentlemen, and you just opened up a can of worms right there.
What?
I will tell you this, in all honesty, St. Thomas More boys basketball team's not playing very well right now, and you know, it goes back to they barely get by a Shadron team that, you know, Shadron, Nebraska, not outstanding. They've got some good guys. I mean, they had a big guy down low, but, you know, Shadron, you just look at it, they only beat Douglas by 8 out here, and then St. Thomas More barely gets by Shadron. I thought that was kind of an aberration there. But it turns out last night, Red Cloud's up by double digits at the half. They're up by, you know, high single digits in the fourth quarter, and St. Thomas More comes back, hits a big free throw at the end, and you know they win by 1. So, you know, back-to-back games here, there's some concern for the Cavaliers, and there's no doubt I'm going to have Dave Hollenbeck on my show tonight at SDSportsBuzz.com, and Coach Hollenbeck's going to be on at 7:50 Central out there if people want to hear that, because you know he never really acts too concerned, but he's one of the guys that is saying, hey, you know, we're struggling right now on offense. Their defense is always going to be there, but again, it's coming to fruition. They don't have a go-to offensive weapon right now. They're still very salty. I think there's no doubt about it. But you know, last couple of games, not what we expect from St. Thomas More.
You know, St. Thomas More, you mentioned that defense, Nate. They're up till last night, there were only 3 times in 16 games that they'd allowed an opponent over 40 points a game, and when it comes down to it, how much, because they don't allow very much, how much does that play into effect? Do offensive struggles, when they struggle defensively, do things just kind of snowball for them?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, their defense is what is going to win them games, and you've seen these games where, you know, I don't want to say it's all coming apart here for St. Thomas More, because that's not the case. I mean, they could very well only have a couple of losses here. You know, I guess probably a legitimate one to Sturgis earlier on and a legitimate one to Sioux Falls O'Gorman. But keep in mind, go to overtime with Sioux Valley, barely lose it. Go, you know, lose on a buzzer beater to the Blake School out of Minneapolis. So let's not get too worried, but their defense will always be there when they play well defensively. That's going to keep them in games. But I don't know if it's correlation there, Chris, because I don't know if it's necessarily related. Does their defense create a lot of offense for them? Not necessarily. They're a methodical, slow it down, half-court offensive team. They just run their sets. And the problem is right now, they don't have a go-to offensive weapon that is consistent. Sometimes you might get some good production out of a 6'3 Jacob Henderson, who's their best player, but you know, he just does a lot of other things so well. He's not that, you know, you go back in the years, high school basketball fans know Sky Warwick, of course he's at Northern now, doing having a great career. Liam Duffy, a Mr. Basketball a few years ago. So they're just not that offensive weapon out there, and it's going to be a concern all the way through the end of the year.
He's Nate Brown, SDSportsBuzz.com. Plus, he's also the president of the Hard Rock Club with the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, joining us on the fan line. And, of course, his own radio program tonight, beginning at what time? Sioux Falls time.
7 Central.
7 Central. 6 Mountain with Nate Brown. By the way, with public TV this year, Mike and I will be doing the games for Class A on public broadcasting for the boys, so I'm expecting you, Mr. Brown, to be making a trip to Sioux Falls so I can take you out for lunch, finally.
Hey, I will be doing that because I'm not foolish enough to book my trip yet, thinking that St. Thomas More is going to be there, but I'm awfully close But keep in mind, guys, I mean, look at this. We talked about St. Thomas More a lot here in the segment, but, you know, there's Custer, who they play tomorrow night, and I've got Larry Luchens on my show tonight as well. So Custer, St. Thomas More tomorrow night, that's going to be interesting. Is it going to be St. Thomas More continuing to struggle? Because I will tell you, if they play like they did against Shadron and against Red Cloud, I think they get beat tomorrow night by Custer. I don't expect it, but I think that could be the case.
I expect you to say that on your program tonight for all your West Coast listeners here this evening.
Well, here's the thing. St. Thomas More, I think, is still a favorite to get to the state tournament.
I agree.
But, again, they're on the verge of being the 8 seed right now. And I say as maybe as St. Thomas More struggles, does Madison really want to have to play St. Thomas More in the first round of the State A tournament?
Whoa.
And I would probably say not.
Okay, great Class A matchup tomorrow, Friday night, Sioux Valley and Madison, number one versus number two. So that one will be interesting as well. One more quick note on Class A before we talk about the Rapid City schools. Pine Ridge, we've got them ranked number three in our poll. Pine Ridge, can they make a dent in the state tournament?
Yeah, I really think they can. I mean, Pine Ridge is a very good team. They are very good defensively. Sometimes you've seen, you know, Pine Ridge score a lot of points but maybe give up a lot of points. Well, they're good defensively this year. They got one of the better big guys out there and Jeff LeBeau. I mean, Pine Ridge to me is the real deal. I would not look past them at all.
By the way, Coach LeBeau with Pine Ridge, right?
Yes.
We have heard that this is going to be his last year maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's, you know, people have been talking about, and I haven't really confirmed that or not. He kind of has been saying that the last couple of years, you know.
Yep.
So, but keep in mind, his grandson there, Jeff LeBeau, this is obviously his last year playing, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Okay, I'll switch to Double A. All right, what's happening with the Double A boys basketball out there? Are we going to see Rapid City Stevens? Are we going to see Sturgis? What teams are we going to see at the state tournament from out west?
Well, I think you can lock this one in. Stevens will be there, and Rapid City Central will be there.
Mm.
Sturgis, I think, is on the outside looking in. The injury to their three-point shooter, Jacob Simmons, he's out. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to come back with a broken wrist injury or how effective he's going to be if he does come back at the end of the year. So lock it in. Stevens Central, I'm pretty confident with that.
Yeah, Sturgis has lost two in a row. Of course, they were pretty good teams. They lost to Huron and Pierre, two really good teams. And those they would have to go through one of those two teams probably in the region if they want to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I did the Sturgis-Pierre game last night on the air, and Sturgis is not the same team that started the year 6-0, that beat Pine Ridge, that beat St. Thomas More. They are not even close to the same team. It's surprising how much of a difference that one player makes, but everything snowballed there. Sturgis is on a tough, tough road right now.
As it relates to Stevens, we hear so much about Stephen Schaefer, and I was on the Stephen Schaefer bandwagon before the year started. Is he the best player in boys AA this year, Nate?
Well, Darius Buss, his head coach, is obviously biased, and he says he is. So he's the one that sees him in practice and sees him in games. Now, I've covered quite a few Stevens games as well. And to me, here's the thing about Stephen Schaefer. He just can do a lot of things. He's gotten better rebounding. He's gotten better off the dribble. He can shoot the three. He's so much more athletic with some of the sports training that he's done in the off season out here. That's the difference between Schaefer last year and the year before when he started to now, 3-year starter. I mean, he is not only matured, you know, mentally, but the physical play. What he's able to do is just unbelievable. So I don't know if there's a guy, you know, you got the Decker kid in here on very, very good, and different position, different type of player. I don't know if there's a guy better all the way around in South Dakota. He is really, really good, and it's pretty tough to stop him. And if you do, I mean, I'm sure people can, and they have just maybe once or twice this year, but, you know, everyone else on that team can step up. Stevens just isn't Stephen Schaefer. It's Schaefer with a pretty good cast.
By the way, it'll be interesting to see how Lincoln and Washington defend Schaefer, because Lincoln and Washington is out to take on Central and Stevens on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and to me, I know Lincoln hasn't hit their stride yet. They've had some injuries. They've They've been so close in so many games. I think they had like 22 games have been 22 points. They've lost six games by a combined 22. And you know, Lincoln, Washington, Stevens, I'll be very curious after this weekend where exactly things shake out.
Yeah, no question. And I looked at, you know, Washington, you know, their improvement has just been unbelievable. And Lincoln's kind of a team that everybody's kind of forgotten about. So I got my eyes on that as well with Stevens this weekend and Central as well. People, you know, forgetting about Central out here. You know, are they as good as Stevens? Well, they lose by 9 to them last week. That was a competitive game between Central and Stevens. So I don't think Central is too far off. I don't think they're quite as good, but on any given day, I think they can win. So that's how I see it panning out, guys, is Stevens and Central clearly the best teams out here in AA boys.
All right, Nate, what do you got on the show? Give us the big plug, the West River-based SDSportsBuzz.com show tonight with Nate Brown.
Yeah, we'll start at 7 o'clock Central, and Darris Buss, Stevens head coach, going to get us started. I bring some East River perspective with the human encyclopedia, Dan Gensler.
Oh.
He's the South Dakota sports encyclopedia.
I haven't gotten the call recently to be on the show, but that's okay. All right,
very passive-aggressive by you, Maddox. That is South Dakota passive-aggressive.
Yeah. I got Dan Gensler. I got Larry Luchens. I've got Dave Hollenbeck.
Nice.
I've got Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
And I've got Jason Henry, the Hard Rocker men's basketball coach.
That's
so
nice.
Full lineup tonight.
All righty. And, again, Nate Brown, also the president of the Hard Rockers Club with the South Dakota School of Mines. How's that job going, by the way?
Well, it's going very good, but, you know, for some reason I got to, you know, step away from my desk for 10 minutes to be on some radio show out in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It takes me from the serious nature of what we got going here. But it's my second week, guys, so I'm getting hit right between the running lights. There's
all
no doubt about it.
I know you're going to do a great job, Nate. And for those, you know, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, a wonderful institution. And, Nate, a part of that being the president of the Hard Rock Club. All right, Nate, we'll be listening to your program tonight. Appreciate the time. And just remember, if St. Thomas More makes it, I got a lunch for you over here, East River.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
There he goes, Nate Brown, SDSportsBuzz.com.